If you did not match phase one, there is nothing I can say to make you feel better right now. But what I can do is give you the five things that I would do to help me match phase two. So if you're listening to this, I know it sucks. I know it's hard. It's a challenge, but it's not something you can't overcome. One of the things I want you to keep in mind is the timeline and the dates. Because it's such a short turnaround, okay, you'll find out on March 13th. You literally have one day to start preparing your applications because on March 14th is when you can start applying for phase two. And you have until March 18th to submit your applications. So you literally have 4 days to submit applications in order to match phase two. So if you're listening to this and you didn't match phase one, you're probably frustrated, angry, sad, upset, and feeling very, very discouraged. But guess what? There is still hope. And if you follow these five steps, I guarantee you that you will be able to match phase two. The first thing I want you to do, if you find out you didn't match, is congratulate your friends. I know you're probably thinking, how does that help me match phase two? The reason why it could help you match phase two is twofold. Reason number one, when you congratulate people and you see people that are happy in their element, you just start to be happy too. You're going to feel some of their joy and you're going to think to yourself, wow, I can't wait to be in that feeling. I know it sounds crazy. Trust me, do it. Congratulate your friends. Be happy for all of them and understand that your opportunity is coming soon. Your opportunity is next. And the other reason why you want to congratulate them is because you never know if they have an open spot. For example, my residency, they had an open spot. So they asked the residents, like, hey, what do you know about these people who are the applicants that are applying for phase two? Do you know this person? Do you think they would be a good resident? Do you think they would be a good co-resident for you guys? What are your thoughts? So by you congratulating and building that network with other people who have matched, that could lead to an opportunity for you to get a phase two interview with a program and eventually be able to match with that program. So congratulate your friends. Don't be bitter. Don't hold it against them. Congratulate them and be genuine and be happy for them. The next thing I want you to do is accept the situation. Don't point the finger at anybody else. This is one of those you just have to own up to. Maybe you didn't do your best in the interviews. Maybe you weren't the most prepared. Maybe you didn't take it as serious as you should have. Well, guess what? Use this opportunity to learn from. A lot of people with the best mindsets in life and a lot of successful people say that there are no losses. There's only lessons. So all of these interviews that you had were a learning lesson. They were a learning experience to help you be able to match phase two. And that leads into step number three, which is have a positive, empowering self-talk. Tell yourself you're going to learn from what you just did. You know you didn't match, but you're going to learn from those experiences. Tell yourself you're going to learn and you're going to apply the things that you learned going forward and you are going to match phase two. You are going to speak it into fruition. You're going to congratulate your friends and say, hey, don't worry about me. I'm going to match phase two, so I'm not concerned. Thanks, guys. I'm just happy that you guys were able to match, and then I'll match next, and then we'll celebrate that. We're going to have a positive, empowering self-talk. And even if you don't believe it, there's a reason why the phrase fake it till you make it exists. Because if you actually look at it, like, it's been scientifically proven how powerful the mind is. So if you tell yourself something enough, eventually it will become true. If you tell yourself you're going to match phase two and you keep telling yourself it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, you are going to either consciously or subconsciously do the things to help you match phase two. So you got to have some positive, empowering self-talk. The fourth thing that I would recommend that you do is do something you love. This might be contrary to what other people might say. Other people will probably tell you get right to work, but no, do something you love. Remind yourself how great your life is, how great you are, whether it's watching a movie, whether it's eating out, spending time with a spouse or a significant other, spending time with children if you have any, family, buying something, whatever it is that you love, I want you to do it because it's going to make you feel good. And when you're in a good mental state, that's going to help you be able to go ahead and conquer this next journey, this next challenge, which is phase two. So I want you to do something you love. You're going to have that positive, empowering self-talk mindset. You're going to congratulate your friends. You're going to congratulate other people. And you're going to accept the situation. And once you do all four of those things, before you go to bed, what I want you to do is create a game plan for yourself. So that way, if you do this right before bed, you're going to take pen and paper. You're going old school. You're not going to put in your phone. You're not going to put in your notes. You're going to grab a pen. You're going to grab a notepad or some paper, index cards, I don't care, sticky notes, something. And you're going to write down these dates. You're going to write down the date, March 14th. I will prepare my phase two applications. You're going to write down the date, March 18th. And you're going to say, I will submit my phase two applications. Next, you're going to write down March 25th, and you will write, I will rank my phase two programs. Then you are going to write down April 3rd and say, I will submit my phase two rankings. Next, you're going to write down this last date, which is April 10th. I will match with a residency program in phase two. And when you write down these dates, that give you a guideline for when you have to do these things and when it has to be completed. So when you're writing down that date for March 14th to the 18th, you have to submit your phase two applications. During that process, you're going to be looking at the phase two residency programs that are available. You're going to be analyzing your CV and seeing if there's anything you can review, update, improve. You're going to look at your letter of intent and see how can I now cater them to this new place that I'm applying to. And last but not least, you're going to reach out for help when it comes to the interview process. Because whatever you did before did not work, so you have to switch it up this time. Whether it's paying for a service, whether it's asking a friend, whether it's asking somebody from student faculty, right? Somebody from your college of pharmacy, maybe it's your academic advisor. Somebody, you need to get some interview prep and some interview tips and some interview advice to help you get to the next level, which is to match phase two. That's all you got to do. Don't overcomplicate it. I'm trying to keep it simple for you guys. This is how you will match phase two. Follow my advice. I guarantee you will match phase two. If you don't, then don't worry. You'll have another opportunity. You'll have one more opportunity called the scramble. But I don't want to have to hear about you going through the scramble. All right? So if you're listening to this episode, or if you know somebody who did not match phase one and you want to help them out, send them this content. Send them this episode. We're here to help. You know where to find me. Please, please, please reach out. Shoot me a DM. Shoot me a message at new_capsulerxpodcast. If you need some tips, some extra advice, I want you guys to match. So if you don't, reach out. I'm here to help. And I know it's tough to see all your friends win, to see all these different people match and you didn't. And you're probably feeling like a failure. You're probably feeling like maybe you're not smart enough to be a clinical pharmacist, or maybe you're not smart enough to do a residency. And that is not true. I've met some incredible pharmacists, people smarter than me, who had to end up going phase two. And they were able to match, and they match with a better program than they could have even imagined matching with in phase one. So trust me, there's always a couple of hidden gems in phase two. So please do not feel discouraged, but It is a time crunch, so you have to get to work and you're not going to delay. So you're going to give yourself that day. You're going to congratulate your friends. You're going to accept the situation that you're in. You're going to start talking to yourself positively and also empower yourself, empowering self-talk, okay? You're going to do something you love to get yourself in a better mindset. And before you go to bed, you're going to create a plan on how you're going to analyze your CV, review and update it. How and when? How you're going to improve your interview skills? Who are you going to interview prep with? When are you going to write your new letter of intent? You're going to go ahead and write down those dates and times. If you got work, guess what? You might have to call off. Because you have a 4-day turnaround time. It's limited and you got to get to work. And if you need help, you know where to find me. @new_capsulerxpodcast. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Please, 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 we want you to match phase two. So if you're struggling with any steps to the process to be successful to match phase two, don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you, guys.